Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
The most opinionated, controversial internet radio show on the south side of the map. All of you women have a little department in your vagina
You know what I'm saying? That it could be possibly described as unfamiliar grounds or unfamiliar territory. Let me repeat. All of you ladies have a little department in your vagina that could be described as that unfamiliar territory. So tonight on the show, we're going to talk a little bit about it. We're going to get into why, you know, those unfamiliar grounds can sometimes be invaded by the men who oh so willingly know how to get to that spot. But nonetheless, first thing first, breaking news in North Korea. Now, North Korea threatens. Now, look, this is some bullshit. I understand that we are the United States of America and we damn near like the strongest, you know, pushing piece of power around this motherfucker. But really, people, do you really want to go to war with North Korea? I mean, they're threatening to send a fucking active nuclear strike against us. And that's fucked up because, I mean, we always think we can fucking bully somebody. This is some bullshit, but do we really want to go to war with North Korea? I don't fucking think so. In celebrity news, the agony continues with Chris Brown. It's fucked up, sad to say it, but Chris Brown snaps off at a valet worker in Los Angeles over $10 parking. Well, I don't know, people. I mean, shit can't get any worse for the young R&B singer Chris Brown. I mean, shockingly, he's back fucking with Rihanna, so I've heard. So I've seen posts come through in the Huffington. I mean, this is some bullshit. Nonetheless, we got Chris Brown at a bowling alley in Los Angeles arguing with a valet worker over $10. I don't know if that young man is hurting or if he's just falling the fuck off. But nonetheless, next story in the news. And this is true shit right here. It's a sad story, people, but it's true shit. A 24-year-old intern who had a fearless love for big cats shockingly ventured into the lion's den at a privately owned zoo. Damn. She sadly got mauled to death. Now, it's fucked up because, I mean, I don't know. That person was white, too. I just had to put that out there. You know, I had to get a race on that one because you don't find many black people doing that shit, so I didn't want black people on the show right now, maybe on the link, to be like, oh, shit, what the fuck? No, let's get that understood. This was a 24-year-old white woman that worked at a zoo, a privately owned zoo. She had a fearless love for big cats, but nonetheless, I guess she lost her mind one day, people, and ventured off into the lion's den, and she lost her life. They said the lions mauled this young lady to death. She left a loving mother and a father behind. So rest in peace to that young lady. That's fucked up. Interesting shit goes on in California, nonetheless. Next story in the news. In Florida, an estimated 100,000 Africanized killer bees attacked a mass array of construction workers. 30 people are still in critical condition. Damn. I don't know. I have not ever heard of fucking Africanized killer bees. That's some bullshit. I don't know if they try to be racist with that or are they really making sense. I don't know, but nonetheless, 100,000 Africanized killer bees attacked a mass array of construction workers in Florida. 30 people are still in critical condition. Damn. Also in Florida, a 21-year-old man was caught running. Hold on, let me get this shit right. A 21-year-old male suspect was caught running naked in a public atmosphere type of place. I ain't gonna say where because it was... Okay, I'm going to put it out there. A 21-year-old man was caught running naked outside of a daycare in Florida yelling, "I love cocaine. I love cocaine." Ain't that some shit? That explains why he was running around naked. Shockingly, he was in front of a fucking daycare, so I can imagine what the kids was doing. I bet they was running around like, naked man, naked man. Fucked up, though. But, I mean, that guy was high out of his goddamn mind. He was high out of his goddamn mind if he was running around naked outside in the public, period, yelling, "I love cocaine. I love cocaine." I mean, the deepest shit go on in Florida, people. Anywho, the last story in the news, people, and this is true shit. If you're an upcoming parent, now this is serious shit. I want you to listen to this. This is last story in the news. If you're an upcoming parent and you recently just had a little girl, it's going to be imperative that you teach your little girl about the birds and the bees by age 10. Now, the reason why I say age 10 is because nowadays, in this society, the kids are fucking at age 12. Well, folks, this is going to wrap it up for the news tonight. Right about now, I'm going to play a quick song. And when we return with, hey, I ain't going to lie to you, I got some new songs on my goddamn switchboard. I'm geeked up. So don't you go nowhere. I got a great co-host for tonight, too. She's sexy. She's from California. Most of you all have met her. So nonetheless, people, tonight, when we return, don't you go nowhere. Don't you touch that dial. When we come back, we're going to talk about how some men can find that unfamiliar ground. This is Ray Massey on Internet Radio. Don't you go nowhere.
I've been holding back all night. Girl, take pride in what you wanna do, even if that means a new man every night inside of you. Well, baby, I don't mind. You can tell by how I roll. My click hard on my cup cold, my tongue slurred, I'm so thrown. I'm wiping sweat from my last show. He's TG and I'm at so I'm only here for one night, and I'ma be a memory. Anything that tests me, don't worry about my voice. I won't need it for what I'm about to do to ya. Bad bitch, girl, I think I might get used to ya. I might have to take your number when I'm through with ya. All I ask of you is try to earn my memory. Make me remember you like you remember me. Bad bitch, girl, I think I might get used to ya. I might have to take your number when I'm through with ya. All I ask of you is try to earn my memory. Make me remember you like you remember me.
All rapping ass, like years past the class. Hit it, don't have to pass. Nigga, we the new aftermath. Niggas after fame, I just have to laugh. Niggas after fame, I'm after cash. Use a fan, I'm a player. I'm the man, use a hater. And I only smoke papers. So you tell that I'm Taylor. Nigga, listen, break it down, roll the weed on the island of my kitchen. Another thing goes out without permission. Look, everything I got on, I was made for. Everything that I got, I done came for. All the shit that you see, I done slaved for. All the cars in the crib, yeah, that's paid for. Need I say more? Spend so much money on clothes, that fucking store making my own. I hope that you rolling one up while you singing alone. And no, I was rolling one while I was making the sound. Pour out some shots. You're taking too long. Young and I'm rich, and plus all of my friends on that Bombay and lemonade.
That's right. I want to welcome you back to the show. Real Talk with Ray Massey, raw and uncut. You was jamming the Wiz Khalifa, Remember You, featuring The Weeknd. Yeah, The Weeknd, man. I'm digging that guy right there. He is on a lot of shit lately. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's getting features out the asshole. Not to mention that he's making a damn good impression on the industry right now. Dig that. I'm digging that joint. Wiz Khalifa and The Weeknd, Remember You. Now, right about now, 347 area code 202-0328. That is the number to get your ass in right now if you're on my link. Big shout out to the link right now. I think I'm doing about 2,000 right now on the link. Ain't that some shit? I'm just going to say 2,000. I'm going to look at the hit count after the end of the show. But nonetheless, I'm looking at about 55 numbers on my switchboard right now. So big shout out to the show. I'm looking at so many different out-of-town area codes right now. Y'all fuck with the man, Ray Mash. Ain't that some shit? You know, I've been doing this show about 4 years now, 4.5 going on, and y'all still fuck with me, so that's definitely telling me something about the show. Y'all love this shit. Y'all digging a young entrepreneur from Memphis. Ain't that some shit? Right about now, let me see, can I get my co-host in here for a second? Hold on. I'm supposed to have a co-host tonight, and I think she's trying to buzz in right now for this topic, because we're going to definitely talk about, you know, how niggas can step into unfamiliar grounds right now. So, for a second, let me see, can I get some shit twerking? Hold on. Let me buzz you in. Sean.
Yes.
Ain't that some shit? We on. Okay, wow. I actually supposed to have two co-hosts tonight for this show. My homegirl, Chong. Chong, say what's up to the people.
Hi, everybody.
Damn, Chong, you over there. Hi, everybody. You fresh off work. How you sounding sexy and you fresh off work? Sound like you was over there at work on your way home. I bet you was just on the E-way driving like, oh, shit, I'm co-hosting the show tonight. Let me play with my titties and my pussy and get prepped for the show. No, but nonetheless. But nonetheless, man, I be having to have your ass on the show because, you know, you're going to give me that opinion, and my homegirl Quita does also. Let me see if this her. I'm going to have you all on the panel tonight. Ain't that some shit? Hold on, let me see what's up. 901-596. Is this Quita?
Man, you know who this is, man. This is the one and only, man. Mr. Law Memphis, man.
Oh, shit, this my nigga Vez.
Yeah, the one and only, baby. What's going on with you?
Man, what's poppin'? You know, we still got it cracking. Say what's up to my homegirl, Chong.
How you doing, Chong?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. What's going on with you, Mr. Massey?
Well, you know, tonight the show is cracking. Obviously, the show hasn't even cracked yet. But since we got you on the line, Big Vez, I'm going to go ahead on and bring you in. Now, we're talking about how niggas can sometimes step into that unfamiliar ground. You know, and I know a lot of niggas out there right now, like, what the fuck is Ray Massey talking about? What do he mean by that unfamiliar grounds? Well, basically, you know, it's a little department in all women, and all women have this little department on the inside of them. But, you know, niggas seem to have a hard time finding that department. But it's real niggas out there that find that department quite often, and they know the feeling. So, basically, tonight, I wanted to kind of elaborate and kind of put niggas that ain't never really felt that department on game. Now, you being a real nigga from North Memphis, I'm quite sure you know about that department in the pussy that most women have, because you probably strike that position, you know, quite often. So I just want you to holler at the people, man. What do you know about that little department in the women that's also astonishing? Because, you know, women like to get that feeling. So, I mean, what you know about that little department that we call the unfamiliar ground that a lot of these, you know, not blessed brothers of below the belt probably don't know about.
Oh, man. Well, you know, as you say, I am familiar. So, I mean, it's not unconquered to me, my guy. You feel me? But for those who don't know, for those who don't know, it just give you a extra sensation, a quick rush, you know what I'm saying, to just be able to watch a woman climax like that, man. You know what I mean? Because they so rarely get that. Because a lot of the fellas out there be bullshitting. So, you know, shout out to all my niggas who bullshit, man, because y'all leave a lot of room for real niggas, man.
Damn. You said a mouthful. Well, yeah, I could definitely dig that, because these guys need to be educated, man, and that's basically what the show is about tonight. And I'm going to try to put them up on game so they won't, you know, try to give them a little confidence booster. That's what's cracking, man. I got my lines jumping, though, Big Fez. I definitely got to get to some other callers. God damn, I got callers pressing one, and the fucking show hasn't even really started yet. Ain't that some shit? Nonetheless, man, I'm going to get your ass up off the line, Big Fez. You know I appreciate the love, man, but I got to get you up off this line, big dog. Damn.
You know what it is, baby.
Hey, man, spread the word about the show, man. Let them niggas know in North Memphis that it's real talk with Ray Massey, raw and uncut.
Man, that's what it is. We're going to keep it 100, and we're going to keep it 1,000. We're going to keep it moving, baby.
Say no more. Definitely want to thank that caller for tuning in. Damn, I ain't talked to that nigga in about 6 months. It's my home team, Big Vez, man, North Memphis, checking in. Now, I got another caller pressing one right now at that 901-825. I'm definitely going to bring that caller in just a second. But right now, I need to put you all up on game. We're talking about that unfamiliar territory, you know, how niggas can step into that unfamiliar grounds. Now, I did somewhat of a survey, you know, because I had to get some shit down packed about this unfamiliar ground, because, you know, I had the pleasure of touching that unfamiliar territory quite often in my day, and I still do. So, nonetheless, I know the type of expressions that women give off when they is getting that unfamiliar ground and that unfamiliar territory played with, you know, because it's real niggas out there that invade their territory all the time. How do you feel about that, Chong?
Well, I think that, like I said, it takes a real man to really know that spot. He has to get to know that woman. If he doesn't get to know his woman and get to explore her body, he's never going to find it. You know what I'm saying? He has to be confident in himself that he can be able to find something like that.
That's bullshit, because, you know, I mean, I hate to strike it like this, but, you know, a lot of niggas, I mean, they just don't know how to work what they got, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of
that's
niggas
true,
decide,
too.
I mean,
that's
a lot
true,
of niggas
I've had
ain't blessed below the belt, baby. So, I mean, to the niggas that's not blessed below the belt, I mean, damn it, all I can really say is more power to you, or you need to start watching some Marcus London pornos.
But you know what? At the same time, though, Ray, a woman can take control. Like, you know, there are a lot of men who have a very good package and don't know what the fuck to do with it. And then that's when the woman needs to.
That's
when the woman takes over. Hey, get on top. Hey, get.
That's another fucking trending topic right there, John. Because I mean, you being in California right now, I mean, I'm quite sure you see a lot of shit on the West Coast.
Oh yeah. It's Hollywood, baby. You see everything.
Niggas need to get into it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know. You know, I hear a lot of fucked up stories about the West Coast. But nonetheless, that's another story also. And
yeah, that's another story.
Topic that we're going to have to fucking get into. Most definitely.
Yes.
Baby. But right now, I'm going to bring this other caller in. Right now, I'm receiving a phone call from a 901. And understand, if you're on my link right now and you want to get in on this topic, you dial the number. It's 347 area code 202-0328. That is the number to get your ass in. You press 1, I'll see your hands raised, and I'll get to you accordingly. Now, if you can't understand that my slots do feel fast, so you got to keep trying the number if you get bumped off. I mean, you know, and you should have the link if you're following me on Twitter. If you're following me on Twitter, that's at Mr_Ray_Massey. You definitely should have the link. If you're on Facebook, you should have the link if you can't get in on the lines. So, nonetheless, I'm receiving a phone call from a 901 area code, 825 of my first three digits. Let me bring this call in and see what's up. 901 825, you live.
Hello.
Oh, how you doing, baby cakes?
Jasmine Gaze on the line.
Oh, shit. What up? Jay Gaze on the line. What's cracking, baby? Say what up to Chung.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
So what's your idea on that?
I'm sorry. It was a code of silence. I had to shit. It was two immaculate voices talking. I'm sorry. I got kind of mesmerized for a second.
Lord have mercy. You see how he do?
So what's your opinion on that?
Ain't that some shit? Nonetheless, we're talking about that unfamiliar territory tonight. We're talking about that unfamiliar grounds. Nonetheless. Now, Miss J. Gage, how do you feel about that unfamiliar territory? When a man strikes that unfamiliar ground on the inside of your little thingy thing, I mean, how do you feel? What does it make you feel? How do you feel like if you're having a one night stand and a nigga hit that unfamiliar territory? How would that make you feel?
I doubt it, but.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, it can happen. You don't know.
Exactly.
Look at her. She's laughing, too.
That rarely happens.
Do you know that this nigga ain't got great dick and he going to hit that spot
on the first night? That's not what it's about, though. That's really
right.
Not what it's about. It's not about what you get. It's really what you can do with it. That's all that really matters.
Because you can't do nothing with it.
Exactly, and it happens all the time. It's going on daily in life.
Say that.
So,
exactly.
I mean, it's not about what you got. It's really about how you work with it.
Damn. I'm really in a fucking losing. God damn, I'm liking this shit, though. I like to be ganged up on. Trust me, I can definitely hold my own.
Men who have hooked dicks really, you know, can really learn how to use they piece to work for them.
Right.
It's called hook. That hook is a mean piece of work. You got a hook.
That hook is a, you said the hook is a, you, ooh, that 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 hook is a, you, ooh
Honey, I live with a hook. I tell you, that's look. When you got somebody who knows what to do with that hook,
okay.
I live with a hook. I got a man with a hook, baby. Look, let me tell you something. That's all. That's why he live with me now. Because he know what to do, and that's all that matters. Like I said, you could, you know, you got some men who just ain't really that big. Even you know, because people have the perception that black men are so big, but trust me, this is 2013. Black men ain't built they were in the 80s. They taking too many damn drugs. They shorten their little dick.
Damn.
They get real small. So this is what you got to do. Now that this shit has shrunk, you have to learn how to work that little dick so I can still come. Now you need to find my spot and make me squirt. And I'm telling you, when you got a hook, you have an advantage. If you can't work your hook, you are a sad brother. You need somebody to get up on top of you and work your hook. When a man can't do it, a woman needs to jump on top and make her ass bust. Because sometimes men just don't know what the hell they're doing.
You have to do it on your own sometimes. And you're right.
I hope niggas,
you are so right.
Hey, look, I hope niggas got their little black book out right now, because you niggas that, okay, all you niggas out here that's blessed below the belt with a hook, and you don't know what the fuck you're doing, I mean, shame on you.
Just
you're
chop it off and give it to somebody
else. These niggas out there that wish they had a hook, and know
just
what
they're
doing.
Just chop it off and give it to somebody else. That's what I say.
That's fucked up, nonetheless. Damn. Jazz Gage's ass, I definitely would appreciate you for, hey, I got to get Jazz and Gage's ass of all this. I got, damn, motherfuckers are pressing one tonight. Ain't that some shit? Nonetheless,
yeah,
Jazz,
get me off the line. Pick up your other car.
I got to get your ass off the line, because you and Chung having this goddamn connection. I'm about to turn the goddamn topic into Chung and yeah, I'm about to turn the topic into Chung and Jasmine's pussy in a second. Goddamn. but nonetheless, we're going to get you
so
off the line. But, hey,
yes,
hey, do me a favor, sweet Chase. I need you to spread the word about the show. I need you to let folks know that it's Real Talk with Ray Massey, raw and uncut, whenever the fuck I feel like it. Can you dig that?
I got you. You know what it is.
Hey, no more, baby. Appreciate you. Hey, continue to tune in.
I got you.
I got you.
I know. I definitely want to thank that caller for tuning in, Chung. Y'all sounded real spunky. I bet you all can get some real freak shit going. I can imagine that connection between you and Jazzy. Hey. Ain't that some shit? Nonetheless, hey, I'm going to bring this other caller in right now. I'm receiving one from a 901 area. Ain't that some shit? I'm looking at a lot of out-of-towners on my switchboard right now, and a lot of 901. Yeah, that's good shit. I'm doing numbers tonight, but I fucking do numbers. Yeah, I fucking do numbers every time I do the show, though. Right about now, yeah, I'm going to be with y'all tonight about 45 and some change, man. We're coming down to it. We at the 30-minute mark, so I'm going to shut my lines off right now as far as people coming in, but if you're on my switchboard, definitely stay on. I got a lot of numbers on my switchboard. If you want to press 1 right now, you definitely do so. I'm going to get that ass in. Nah, fuck it. I'm going to leave the lines open for about another 10 minutes. Nonetheless, I'm receiving a phone call from a 901 area code, 859 on my first 3 digits. Let me bring this call in and see what's up. 901-859. Who's this?
This is Miss Some Serious. How you doing?
Oh, shit. How you doing, baby?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Say what's up to Chung.
What's up?
Hi, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm fine. Talking
good.
About this topic. This topic.
Y'all sound so spunky together. Oh, shit.
Yes.
The women are fucking checking in. Y'all going in on niggas tonight and shit. Damn, niggas. Man, I know it's some niggas on the line like, God damn, these women are not bullshitting. Nah, they really are not bullshitting. But nonetheless, Miss Some Serious, and I wonder why they call you Some Serious. We ain't going to get into that. That's another story. I might make that
a fucking
topic.
It's a given name.
It's old. Oh, it's given. Ain't that some shit? nonetheless, we're talking about that unfamiliar territory, that unfamiliar ground, you know, how niggas can sometimes step into that. And, you know, obviously you maybe have had that space, that territory invaded. So tell me about your experience. What did you do after the fact? Did it make you do shit like clean up the house and cook pizza and all types of tacos and shit? I mean, the inquiring and the compelling of great dick. Sometimes it can make you do some real ignorant shit. So, nonetheless, when that space is being invaded, I mean, how does it make you feel?
Well, I'm grown, you know. So if that's expected, you know, I heard you speaking of unfamiliar territories, and I really appreciate the last caller because she called it right. You know, it really isn't the signs. It's not the signs at all because I'm a squirter. I'm just going to go and put it out there like that. And
Shit, he's so spunky. I'm a squirter. Damn. I bet those shit
those are the best
across
ones.
The room, don't it, baby?
I love to shoot across the room.
I bet those shit just shoot straight across the fucking room. You freak. Oh, God. But nonetheless.
Go ahead,
yeah,
honey.
But nonetheless. You know, in believe it or not, the hardest work that I've had hasn't been from a man that's well and down.
I can believe that. Hold on, put a pin right there, Sweet Cakes. I can believe that because I'm just going to go on wax and say it. I'm going to go on wax and say it right now. I don't have a little dick, but, and I'm talking to the ladies right now, you know what I'm saying, because I understand that a mass array of people listen to the show. I know it's probably some homos like, oh, shit, he talking about his dick. No, I love pussy. My girl loves me. What the fuck? But, I mean, my dick, I don't have a porn star dick. You know what I'm saying? Nonetheless, I'm blessed to have about a good 7.5. But the whip is out the gate, ladies, and I make my girl come more than often. So, nonetheless, I'm blessed with the power of good dick. I know that my weapon is lethal, and, you know, you got to watch who you put that thing in. So, nonetheless, that unfamiliar territory that I'm talking about, it's good and familiar to me, but it's unfamiliar to a lot of niggas, nonetheless.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of niggas don't take time to find that area.
Yeah.
You know, that's a grown woman like me, that's unacceptable, you know, because I'm verbal with it. You know, I'm just not going to let you, we're aiming to please one another, you know.
Right.
I want to come just like you want to come. And I'm going to come just like you're going to come. So, as far as, you know, I'm going to teach you how to get to that unfamiliar spot. You see what I'm saying?
That's what a real woman does, though. That's what a real woman does, though. If you don't know, she's going to show you. And if you still don't know, she's going to say, fuck it, jump on top and make herself come.
Right.
And put your ass out.
Let me do it.
Get out.
Let me show you how to do it.
As long as I can fuck you, you gotta get the fuck out.
Women,
get out.
I mean, I noticed that with the older women or the younger women that know their body and know their sexuality to a T. I mean, they know how to make themselves get off. Like, I used to know a female that basically used to just get off by, you know, her titties. I mean, she could rub her titties, play with them, caress them. Before you know it, she busting nuts. 40 going east, baby. So, I mean, different folks, different strokes. I mean, the shit can definitely get it in. Nonetheless, damn, Miss So Serious, you checked in tonight, baby. Anything you want to say to Charles before I get you off the last one?
No, I'm great. She's a woman like me. I like that. Women
Notice what I said. I guess I wanted to hear y'all say some sexy to each other. I don't know.
He's so nasty.
I'm nasty. I'm definitely with the shit.
You gotta love it.
You know what I'm saying? Nonetheless. But I'm definitely going to get your ass above the line tonight, Sweet Cake. Hold on for 1 second. I'm making a transaction right now. You know I got the man over here. You know what I'm saying? So, we're definitely getting it in right about now. But I'm going to ask you something, Mo, before I get you off the line. I mean, actually, how? I don't know. Because, you know, different women go through different things when they're getting it in. You say you're a squirter, so, I mean, how often do you definitely squirt? I mean, do it, I don't know, do it, what is the process? Does it feel like you're going to piss on yourself, basically?
Well, as much as possible, as many times as you fucking. I mean, shit.
Right.
Seriously. I mean, there is no number to it. I mean, if you fucking for 4 hours and he's hitting that spot over and over and over again, trust me, both of y'all going to be asleep, but you're going to bust many, many, many times, especially if he's doing it right. You know, it's going to be pretty wet.
Damn.
Change the sheet. Keep going. Whatever.
Ain't that
shit.
Shit. Ain't that. Oh, shit.
It's going to be a wet night.
I opened up a fucking can of worms. Mo, let me get your ass above you. Let me get your wet, squirting ass up off the line right now. I appreciate you for tuning in tonight, sweet cakes. You know what I'm saying? Spread the word about the show. I'm going to bring this show to an end in a minute. I think I'm going to take another caller, though. But nonetheless, sweet cakes, I thank you for tuning in and spread the word about the show, baby.
Of course.
Definitely. Continue to tune in. I got a great going out song.
Nice meeting you.
But oh, now you want to say a nice meeting? I know she like, damn, baby. Yeah, I kind of wanted to have, I wanted you and Mo to kind of have a little phone sex thing right then. I don't know. Nonetheless, God, I got people pressing. I definitely should have ran this show about a fucking hour tonight. Nonetheless, I've been cheating y'all, though. I've been stunned. I've been cheating. You know what I'm saying? I could have been running the 3 hours. I paid like $100 strong for my channel, and I just be bullshitting. And nonetheless, tonight, I did like a 30-minute show for the hell of it because I'm like, fuck it. I didn't think nobody was going to tune in because this I didn't know. This wasn't a – I wasn't going to be the typical black media person and go with the ratings tonight. I went with some shit that was just off the wall, out of my mind, out of someone else's mind that came up with it. So this was the ending result, and I'm doing like 2K tonight. Ain't this some shit? I'm going to take one more phone caller, and I'm going to get us up out of here tonight on this topic, man. I'm receiving a phone call from a 901 area code, 674, my first three digits. I'm going to bring this caller in. 901-674, you live.
Yeah, 674, what it do, Ray?
Ah, what's good, home team? Who this?
Man, it's tight, man.
Oh, it's tight.
Holy, Ray, what it do?
Oh, say what up, Chum Tight.
What's up, baby girl?
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm glad.
So what do you think?
Oh, shit.
I had to get buzzed in. I'm glad I got through, but I've been listening to what everybody been saying. And I mean, it just pretty much boiled down. See, from a real nigga perspective, I mean, real niggas just gotta be real, man. If you know you packing, or even if you not packing, I mean, you just gotta know if you going down. You know what I'm saying? You going where no man has boldly gone before. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make it do what it do, because once you do, I mean, shit, she yours. I mean, it's like self-explanatory, but you know, most young niggas don't know what to do. So, you know what I'm saying? We need more shows like this, Mr. Man. So, you know what I'm saying? So we can let them know what to do, man.
What to do, yeah. I could definitely dig that tight, man. I'm pressing for time right now, dude.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I mean, for real. If you want your girl, if you want your main squeeze or whatever, going off to the next nigga or the next, you know what I'm saying, latest or whatever you call it, shit. If you ain't going down doing what need to be done, then, and if she's straight away, that's on you. You can't do nothing but blame yourself, and you know what I'm saying. So
that's
you just
gotta
think it through what it do.
Damn. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, tight man. Dude, I'm pressed for time right now, dude. I got to bring this show to an end, but damn, I had to get you on the lines tonight, B.
Nah, I sure appreciate it, man.
Man. I appreciate your love, man. Hey, tight. Spread the word about the show, man. Let's get it out there. I've been doing this shit four and a half years now, B, going on five, and I don't think I'm gonna stop. So nonetheless, we going in. So spread the word. Let niggas know what's up, man. Continue to tune in, though, and, you know, hold the lines because I'm about to bring this thing to a close and give us a food for thought. Go ahead on and say go ahead and say something to Chong. Look sexy ass before you get off the line.
All right. Miss Chong, nice meeting you, Miss Lady, and, man, hopefully we can do it again. You hear me?
Yes, always. Thanks for talking to
you. Damn. I know your kick-off just got hard over
this. Well, this one right here.
Get this ticket. Oh, shit. Don't people want to thank that caller for tuning in. Oh, shit. People, we are winding this thing on down. Damn. You know, food for thought on tonight's topic. I'm going to say something. I'm going to let my co-host say something. You know, get unfamiliar territory. You know, that's quite familiar to real niggas, but unfamiliar to niggas that just have not had the privilege of hitting it yet. I mean, you know, you got to stay down. Obviously, you got to work with what you have, and you got to get it in one way or the other. I mean, you can't sob about it. If you're not going to get to that territory, you're just not going to get to it. Obviously, find you a woman that accepts you for you, and everything will be A-OK. Sean, go ahead and say something to him, baby. Shout out Callie. Let him know what's hot. Holler at the sexy ladies and all of the distinguished men out there before I get you up off this line, sweet cakes.
Yeah, on the West Coast. Be more repping on the East Coast, repping for the West Coast right now. That's where I'm at. But, you know, always good to rep for Ray Mario as well. So you guys have a good night. Hope to talk to you guys again real soon and get real nasty with you guys. And talk to you later.
Yeah, damn, that's my homegirl, Sean. I appreciate that love, Sean. Damn, Sean, you sounded real professional when you said that. I like that shit. You had your whole, she had the S's and O's intact that time. And understand, people, why I got Sean on the show, because, you know, I look as a successful black woman, you know. She got great input, you know what I'm saying? She got a banging ass, some big titties, you know what I'm saying? She got all her teeth in her mouth and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's obvious that she is great for the occasion. So nonetheless, I thank you, Sweet Cakes. Every time you co-host, you do a great job. Nonetheless, people, I'm ending this show, man. I got a great going out song. It's on right now. I'm about to turn that thing up in a minute. Ladies, if you're going to play with your pussy tonight, obviously, you know, think of this voice. Go to Facebook, go to Twitter. Pick out a particular picture of me that you like, and when you're about to climax, you just might bust a bigger nut. Ladies and gentlemen, man, I'm going to get the fuck up out of here. This is Ray Manson, and I'm getting it in on internet radio.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, what's your story about the man? Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I got it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping up without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we came in the game with no landing, it changes these fuck niggas. I'm taking them 10 different ways. They see you just smiling your face.
Smiling your face.
You wanted me up, name a time and replace. I'm smoking the fire, my nigga, you know that this fire. You smell it as soon as I blaze it. Burning a pound, burning a pound, burning a pound. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Started from the bottom, now we here. Had a dream by the car and went and got it in a year. All black trucks when we pull up to the Lear. All black coupe, I look like Bruce when I'm steering. Hope the homie Drake don't get pissed, but niggas never ever put your man on songs like this. And I probably said no to Whip before, but I made 20 million, so we should probably go on tour. And I just seen Waka the other day. He wasn't tripping, we just talked about the money we've been making. Cause we
started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Bunch of young niggas, man, we all doing that shit.
Whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here.
We all up now.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.